What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood. Today we have one of my friends joining us. I'm so happy that she's finally on the show, so don't go too far.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We are so excited. We're jamming out to Demi. You already know how much I love Demi.
I'm right there with you with the Demi love, for sure.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Today's guest is quickly becoming a household name from her roles on Pretty Little Liars, Casey Undercover, Supernatural. She now has one of the lead roles on Youth and Consequences on YouTube Red. Please welcome my friend Kara Royster.
Hi, Fred.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited about Youth and Consequences. I got to watch the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And so for those who don't know, they can actually do a free trial for YouTube Red and be able to watch all the episodes.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. If you go over there, you can just kind of sign up for a free 30-day trial. I've already binged the whole show in 2 days.
That's
so
awesome.
You can do it really quick. And there's just a bunch of other content and stuff. I think I had YouTube Red actually before I was even on the show.
Oh, cool.
And I had watched the content and stuff. There's a lot of good things out there. The Step Up series was awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love how a lot of things are going online. And at first, it was kind of almost looked down upon a little bit. This isn't going to be, on TV, or this isn't going to be showing in theaters. But now it's almost way more cool than actually
Absolutely.
Know, yeah.
It reaches just so many people. It goes to New Zealand and Korea and crazy places. And I just because I watch so much YouTube on my own. So the fact that it's already on the platform that I've been on forever, it's really amazing. And it's the same production that you would see on TV. It's still Mark Gordon. We have amazing directors who have done This Is Us. Wendy Sensler did This Is Us and a million other things. So it's the same quality and just easy access now.
Definitely.
It's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I watched the first two episodes because I think Anna Akana put it on her channel, I think.
You can watch the first two episodes for free, and then you can do your 30-day trial to see the rest of it.
That is so cool. Yes, I loved it. I thought it was very cool because for those who don't know, let everyone know what the crotch is.
Because the crotch.
Before I just start mentioning it, and people are going to be what is he talking about?
So, Youth and Consequences is an 8-episode series following Farrah, the queen bee, played by Anna Akana, and her group of friends. I play one of her best friends, Jane, with a Y. And there is the school newspaper that's the crotch, and no one knows who it is. And it also is the news of all the school goes up on there, and Farrah kind of has her hand in, can manipulate what goes on there, and also make sure that the stories that need to be there are there, and those that are not don't go on there. And it's them dealing with typical high school struggles as well as hard-hitting topics, LGBTQ, and just gender roles in general.
That's awesome. I saw the little teaser for the third episode, I think, was the guy that was in the girls' locker room, and him and Anna were doing a strip.
Questioning and all different kind of topics and stuff, and also genders in sports. I think that's the third episode, and it's really interesting. And it was cool to be doing those topics and stuff. I was, of course, a little nervous. You never want to offend or anything, but the writing is just so amazing, and the team is so we all trust each other so much, and so.
Yes, that's so cool. I'm definitely going to be signing up for the free trial because I've heard all these great things about YouTube Red, and it's just become such a big platform. And I'm just okay, so I can watch this now. I can watch this. I'm thinking of all the shows that they have there that I'm I just need to give in and just do the trial.
Because... And even besides that, it's just no commercials. I didn't realize what a big deal that was because you're it's a couple things, and sometimes you can skip them. And I was no, now that I have this world, I can't go back.
Yes.
And I love it. And also, you can... I do my GPS and I listen to music sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's cool to be able to click out, and it's a lot of fun. I just like having the system itself.
There's nothing
as
worse,
well as the content.
Of course. There's nothing worse than being on your phone, listening to music and then YouTube and then exiting out or trying to go to another app and it quits. And it's you could get YouTube Red. And I'm okay, fine. I'm going
to
do it.
So you get to watch what you want without a commercial. You can save it for when you don't have internet. Because if I'm, going on a plane or something, I just save a bunch of YouTube videos and get
That's
to watch
cool.
it later. And
I didn't know you could do that. That's pretty neat. So for those who don't know, let everyone know what your character Jane, what she's about, and why it's so important that it's Jane with a Y.
So Jane with a Y is the most extra. The Y in her name gives her this superiority complex over everybody for some reason. And she's just fierce, in every single kind of way, in the way that she dresses, in the things that she says. And she's also just fiercely loyal to her friends and is constantly having their back and is willing to do anything to get the right story out there.
That's awesome. I feel like Farrah is not the best of friends. Like, she's one of those people, it seems like she's very, like, Queen Bee and everything. But would you say that your character is kind of like one of her minions? Because, like, for me, I can see that you're, like, a follower of hers, mm-hmm. but you're not really a minion. Like, you have your own ideas, your own agenda sometimes, and it seems like your character is like, okay, yes, like, she's my friend and I kind of follow her, but you're kind of your own person, which was kind of neat. Because out of all the girls, it seems like your character in particular is more like her own person.
Yeah, that's the thing that I love so much about Jane with a Y, and what drew me so much to her was her maturity level. And she could be the queen bee of the school if she cared at all. But yeah, she's not, I don't think any of them kind of are minions, and they slowly kind of figure that out. And also, Farrah comes off as a mean girl, but there's so many different layers, and that's what really drew me to it. Because, you know, I've played a mean girl before, I did Mono and all those things. But Jane with a Y and that whole group, everyone has so many different layers to them, and you see really what drives them deep down. Because even if they're doing bad things, it's typically for the right reasons. So, yeah, it's really fun to play her. She's super extra, says the most ridiculous things. She's your friend who you don't want to really bring around because you don't know what they'll say, but you need her next to you every time.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. So how long ago did you audition for this role? Like, what was the process of getting it?
So it was a couple months ago, and I went to the audition. I had read it. I thought it was hilarious, first of all, and then just something super different. And so I went in, I auditioned, and then I got to do a callback, and I got to do a chemistry read with Anna, as as our showrunner, Blair Singer, and our writer, Jason Ubaldi. And we just had so much fun in the room. We were laughing and giggling and going off script, and Anna is amazing, and I had seen her videos and stuff, so I got to talk to her a little bit, and I definitely walked out and was like, I want this. I want this so bad, and just working with those people, and thankfully I got it, and then we spent 2 months in Ogden, Utah, which we, like, learned to love so much and found so many fun things out there and got super close and knocked it out in 2 months, and now it's here. It's, that's like, so crazy. Cool. I was, like, talking to everyone. I was like, didn't it just feel like summer camp? And, like, we kind of just, like, did this fun thing, like, all together as friends. And then I was like, oh, now it's on YouTube Red. And,
like, oh, it's, we can watch it back now.
There's, like, a billboard about the thing that I did in Ogden for 2 months. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's cool. I saw you visited the billboard.
I did. There's a couple billboards on Sunset. It's very exciting. That's something that was really important to me, like, growing up and stuff. I was like, I want a billboard on Sunset Boulevard, and so, like, to go over there was a really special experience.
That is very awesome. I mean, we've definitely seen your career, like, blossom so much, and obviously you started off, like, doing some of, like, the guest starring roles on Casey Undercover and stuff like that, and of course Pretty Little Liars, which is how we met. Love that show.
So much.
But, like, we've just seen you get, like, these awesome roles, and it's like a lot of people will have, like, one or two nice guest starring roles, and then it's like a year or two before they get work. You are constantly getting a project, doing things, and it just seems like you're just slowly dominating the whole industry. It's so exciting.
Thanks, Fred.
I'm like her cheerleader.
Right, Dakota. Yeah, it's been really amazing, and I've been such a huge fan of everything that I've worked on, which is why I feel like I do so many, like, interviews and things like that, because I love talking about, like, I'm very, very lucky. I'm very close with the people that I've worked with. And yeah, I'm very, very blessed to be doing what I'm doing, especially with a show like this that just has such an amazing message. It was like a weird, like, crazy moment when I saw the billboard. I was like, this was what it was supposed to be. Like, when I first got, like, my first series regular, I was like, it's for this show. It's for a reason.
That's awesome.
So it's cool.
That is really cool. You're like, oh, hey, passing by. Like, that's me.
I was like, ah, that's what was supposed to happen.
That's right. My face on the billboard. That was supposed to happen.
Well, like, for this show particular, like, this was, like, the thing for it. Yeah.
That's really cool. So. And I heard a rumor that mid-season, there might be, like, a takeover of the crotch, like, someone might be coming in, kind of, like, taking over a little bit, and that doesn't sit well with Farrah.
That's one of the big mysteries, is who is actually kind of taking over the crotch and looting them out, and there's a big reveal with Jane with a Y, and she's able to help in a very special way.
Cool.
Yes. That's exciting. I'll say it that way. Something like that.
Because, like, I don't want to give too much away, but then, like, also, like, for those who have already seen the first two episodes, I'm, like, talking about, like, the teasers now for each other episode. We see you almost, like, get ran over.
Yeah.
Which, that part really confused me. I was like, what's happening? How did this happen?
So that's kind of real.
Really?
That really happened on set, was that the car lost a little bit of control. And we were all very safe. Everyone was totally fine. Nothing bad happened. But yeah, the car kind of lost control, but we got footage of it. It was a scary moment, but I was like, but did we get the shot? We did. So yeah, so that was, you'll see that in the teaser.
Wow. Was that like one of the stunt drivers that was doing that, or was it like one of the actors?
No, stunt driver and stuff, and just it was wet and there was like a little bit of a misaim and stuff, but it was very genuine scary, but it was, it all worked out.
So your reaction to that was probably pretty real. You were like, wait, what's happening? This is not supposed to.
We're like, you're supposed to, who was that? I was like, Trip? And we did it a couple of times, and then like, Trip! Like the scream one got in there because I was real, like, don't hit me.
That is so crazy. Stuff like that happens though, and I love that.
Yeah.
As scary as it is, like when you're able to capture that moment, it's really genuine and everyone's like kind of freaked out.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
That was my first reaction. Everyone's like, are you okay? And I was like, but like, are we using that? Are we-
exactly. Are we going to find out any more about this like pervy guidance counselor? Like, is he just kind of like a theme in the beginning, or will we kind of maybe see his family find out more about who he really was?
You could maybe see something like that, but he... In the first couple, there's some files that are found, and those files are used throughout the series to get more intel on what's going, like the issue at hand.
Yeah. So it kind of comes, it comes from this place that's awful.
Right.
But then, like, I feel like Farrah is able to, like always, use her, have her hands in all the pieces of the pie, and she's able to use some of that info from those tapes maybe to kind of... to play it in her favor.
Yeah, to play in her favor and also for the greater good. That is kind of the nice part about Farrah that you eventually see, is that she comes off as a mean girl, but she really does have the best interest of everyone at heart and just is wanting the truth out there. And so she uses kind of obscure ways to get there, but she gets there.
Definitely. And I know most people don't use labels anymore, but if you could label the show, is it like a suspense thriller? Is it a drama, comedy, or is it a mixture of
it's
all of those?
It's definitely a dramedy. There's definitely some hilarious moments. That's something that definitely triggered me into going into it, was the comedy of it. But it really does have that eerie, mysterious, and also just like that loving, like that deep connection. These are four girls who really have been there for each other the whole time, and also just figuring out what's best for them. And the series ends in a big, big way. Ooh. And you kind of have to see it all crumble down.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And also, like, do you see this show having a season two? Is it in the works, or are you just released, so you're kind of waiting it out to see what's going to happen?
I definitely see a season two. That's just me. I can not confirm or deny anything. But yeah, I think that there will be more to come for these group of girls and
that's
seeing
so
what
cool.
happens.
Yes. Well, that's amazing. I'm so excited
back to
see.
Back to Ogden. I'm trying to go back to Ogden.
Yes. It's so funny because we were texting one time and I was like, oh, cool, like, we were going to meet up or something. You're like, I'm actually going to Utah now. And I'm like, what?
Right, and it was so fast. Like, once I got the call, they're like, hey, you booked it. In a week, you're going to Utah.
That's
enjoy.
So cool.
And I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to cancel some plans. And I guess I had some
So you had to just, like, pick up your life and, like, move there for, you said, like, 2 months?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
so thankfully,
exciting.
You know, I had some friends and family get to come out there, but we all got so incredibly close. That's why I love going to location and stuff to film. I did that with Supernatural, and you just get so close with everybody, and we went on beach trips together, and, like, we went skiing all together, and we got really, really close, and I think that you can kind of see it in the show, that we were all just such a tight-knit group, and we just trusted each other.
That's cool. Yeah. And I feel like, didn't you guys go somewhere and, like, throw axes or something? Like,
yeah.
I saw in your story. That
was
pretty
that
cool.
was a blast. There was axe throwing, and I was weirdly, like, good at it. And I was like, what does this mean? But, yeah, we all went, and we just found little fun things. I got to spend my birthday out there.
That's cool.
And there is a restaurant that is, like, Western-themed.
Uh-huh.
And you actually sit in a covered wagon.
What?
And they also have, like, mannequins dressed up as cowboys. No. And that's what I did for my birthday with the whole team. Like, and it was awesome. And that's the thing. We were such a big cast. We're, like, 10. So every time we went to go eat, and we always had to eat together. So I was like, we need a table for 10, please,
and
casually.
Like, what?
Right. And like, especially, right. like, in this smaller town and stuff. So they were happy to see us.
Yes, for your birthday, they were probably, all right, bring out the big wagon.
Right.
They'll pile in.
We had like a couple wagons over here and over there. And
that is so fun. That's awesome. Well, what I love to do on my show is I like to get your take on like the top five millennial moments of the
week.
Love
it.
So I wanted to ask you, so you being a Kardashian fan, just like me.
Of course.
What is your thoughts on Kylie having her baby? I know that everyone was kind of like going back and forth. Like, is it actually a thing? Is it not? And what do you think of the name Stormy Webster?
Stormy Webster is a lot. I just feel like my mom's so funny. She's like, I feel like it has a negative connotation. I was like, Mom, relax. But like, it does. It's just like kind of an interesting choice. But I would love to hear her talk more about like how she kind of came up with it mm-hmm. and stuff. And I was also just confused. I thought she was going to do a pregnancy reveal and mm-hmm. then a baby reveal. But then I was just like, here's the baby.
Here it is.
I think that is cool, though, like that she did, you know, take this time for herself and for her family and yeah. things like that. I think that is something that I see them all pivoting towards is like, okay, now that you've seen everything, we got to take some stuff back for us. And mm-hmm. so bringing it back down to being real people, because I think Kendall's really the only one that does that.
Yeah.
Is like kind of like keeps things to herself. So that was cool for Kylie, who's like the probably the most out there to mm-hmm. like have something for her.
Yeah, so definitely. Because cool. she's always out there. And it's crazy because whenever she got pregnant, it was like she was at the top of her game.
Right.
And to see her just like disappear for 9 months. It was crazy, but then, like, the fact that she was able to have the baby and no one knew, and then the next day she was like, surprise.
Right.
I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
That yeah, that's that. Bizarre. It's particularly her, like, of all of them. Yeah. Even Kim has, like, receded back a little bit because of, like, Kanye and all that, so.
And how cool is it that Kim was able to have the surrogate?
Yeah.
And have Chicago. That's another interesting name, another, Chicago.
But I love it. I kind of love it. But what's the nickname for Chicago?
Shy, which is a lot like Chai, like China, but it's okay.
Well, like, shat that. Yeah. I actually love, a Shy. That's
yeah,
cute.
It's very cute.
What's
definitely.
Stormy's nickname?
Maybe Storm?
Storm?
I don't know. That's kind of cool.
You have an X-Men child. You need right. to get it together.
Definitely. But I mean, it's cool that Travis Scott is in the picture, and like, because a lot of people thought he wasn't, and so it's kind of cool that it seems like she's very happy, and that she's, even though it's very young, she was able to, like, she wanted this life and she was able to have
yeah and it seems like just from like her friends talking Jordan and all them like yeah. she's just always wanted to be a mom, and so the fact that she is in a, you know, a healthy relationship and has this kid and blessings to
yes.
her.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I feel like you should come on our Kardashian show. Absolutely. Like, put it down with us.
Absolutely. I will wreck some Kardashian. I'm wearing Kim Kardashian perfume right now.
There we go.
All
right. Is it, which one is it? The
gardenia? Older one. Oh, I also have that one, but okay. I have like the OG, like first Kim Kardashian.
Look at you. I love it. That's awesome. Also, did you get the chance to see the new Black Panther movie?
I did.
What did you think?
I really liked it. And I think it's just such a huge deal. Like, it's a big deal. And that little video of, like, the kids pointing up, like, oh, that one's me, like, brought a tear to my eye. It's just so cool. And I'm a huge Marvel fan in general, so I thought it was rad.
That's awesome. Are you team Michael B. Jordan or team Chadwick Boseman?
Oh, man. But Michael B. Jordan's so hot. That's my issue. No. Definitely Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Got to be Team Panther, you know what I mean? So I totally get that. But, man, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You know, it's crazy because everyone's like, I should be on Team Good, but right. Team Evil, everyone thinks is so much.
Interesting.
I know. It's funny. I actually met Chadwick Boseman before he was really, really big. Right. It was like right whenever they were getting ready to release the Civil War movie
that
he was in mm-hmm. first. Yeah. So he was like at Jimmy Kimmel. Shamelessly, I was waiting outside to try to meet Nick Jonas. And
oh my God, me, I'm so mad you didn't call me. I'm officially
next
mad
time
at
I'll
you.
Be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was waiting to meet Nick Jonas, and then he walks out, and I hadn't watched the trailer for the movie or anything. He walks over and starts taking photos of people, and so I was just like, cool. I just whip out my phone.
Right.
And then afterwards, I'm like, oh my gosh, especially when like the trailers for Black Panther was coming out. I was like, this is huge. Like,
yeah.
I got to meet him before he was, you know, really
insane.
Big.
Yeah. And it was super cool. It was just a fun little action thing. And I thought the, you know, the message was definitely there and stuff. It was also weird. Yeah. Cause like the bad side was talking about like the good message, but I was like, but you're the bad guy. I'm kind of confused. Like,
I know.
Why is he the advocate? But you know, I think it super worked.
That's cool. I have to see it again, though. I feel like I have to.
It's yeah, that's like, my thing, too. Mm. I was like, I enjoyed it for sure, but I was like, let me, one more time.
Rewatch
yeah.
it. So to make sure I get all the details.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Because he's like a quadruple double agent.
Yeah.
So I was like, confused. So.
I know. It feels like when you're a quadruple double agent, it's like, are you crossing yourself? Like,
do
what's
I
happening?
Believe you? Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah.
The third thing is obviously the biggest app right now, in my opinion, is Facetune. Everyone's talking about Facetune.
I have no idea what that is. I have no recollection of what you're talking about. You know, a little smooth never hurt nobody.
That's right.
It's when you start doing the reshape that I'm like, no, you are beautiful. You don't need all that.
Yes.
Relax with that. But yeah, a little brightening of something or, you know, here and there.
Add a little detail here and there. I'm with you, though. I feel like at first I didn't want to jump on that bandwagon, and then I downloaded it. And, you know, girls at least get to wear, I mean, and guys can wear makeup too.
Absolutely.
Personally, for me, I don't. So I'm thinking like, okay, well, this is kind of like my makeup. I can smooth right. underneath my eyes and do this. And so I'm obsessed with that. But I learned very quickly, like if you go really far back in my Instagram, no. Like,
real it smooth
looks like
up to
smooth, like under eye, weird looking.
Oh, yeah. There's like, wow, that detail in your eyes right there. Like, yeah. Or the whitening. I used to do the whitening of the eyes,
oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, too weird. You look like an alien. You got to relax.
Yes. Where you like tap and like make little white. Little yes. See,
doing too much.
Doing
yeah.
the most.
Just, you know, all in moderation and like you don't need too much.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Before and after using Facetune. See, sometimes, I mean, this looks great, but sometimes it can go a little far, like.
But now he looks like his wax figure.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You don't want to look like the wax figure of yourself. Just like, enhanced.
That's right. Do you ever feel like when you look at the edited version, you're like, this is the real me?
Right. Sometimes. That's how I saw me.
I mean, when you look in the mirror, that's how I see me. But then, like, when you have, like, an HD camera, it picks up on everything. It's
right.
Like,
those little... I was like, that's not there.
I know.
They made that up. I'm going to take it out.
I'm like, rude, Apple. Come on.
But, yeah, just gentle, guys. Stay real gentle.
Yes. I also know that you're really into makeup.
Yes.
And that you've talked about that a lot. And you used to... I don't know. Do you still do a lot of... I know, like, you did a lot of makeup artist type of stuff.
Yeah,
in the very
here
beginning.
And there,
yeah.
I'll definitely be able to help out friends and stuff when they do headshots or they have, like, a big event coming up and things like that, so I'll go and help out and
that's cool
kind of here and there. You know, I think lately I've been a little busy and stuff, haven't been able
oh,
to
yeah.
get too much back into it, but now I'm starting to do more like tutorials and things like that.
That's
I want to
cool.
start moving maybe towards the YouTube platform and stuff.
That would be cool. Yeah,
it's hard.
Oh yeah,
it's a world. Like, it's a full world. So
I don't know how they get like the lighting and to look like so perfect and white, and like it's so
they
hard
have like
to...
19 ring lights.
Yeah,
so it's yeah, so it's been kind of difficult, but I'm having a lot of fun learning about it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, loving makeup, have you heard of this new show Glam Masters that's going
oh,
on right now?
Oh my god, yes.
Have you gotten to see any of it yet?
I haven't been able to watch it yet, but I used to watch Face Off, which is like the kind of dull, like the more extreme version
yeah.
of it, where it's like prosthetics and all
yeah.
those kind of things. But I love those kind of shows. So, and also Laverne Cox is a queen.
Yes.
So yeah, she's amazing. So I will watch anything. And it's produced by Kim Kardashian.
I
Are
know.
You kidding me? Yeah. I'm
definitely
going to be a
yeah.
big fan of that.
Definitely. Once I can, like, binge it, then I'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I need a couple in between so I don't get sad after.
Yes, that's
right. What I also like about Youth and Consequences. Like, I had to just binge it, and I
yeah.
just sat there for, like, 4 hours, and I was like, happy camper. Very
yes.
happy camper.
And it's the cool thing is, it is a very binge-worthy show because you're able to get all of them in like, you
right.
know, 4 hours.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, beautiful.
I know. I love when I can get, like, because with a movie, it's usually, like, you know, 1.5, 2 hours. But for a show, you get more time to kind of fall in love with the characters and kind of get to know more about
yeah.
each one. So being able to binge it all, it's like I've just seen like a movie inside of a movie. There's just so much information
yeah.
and intricate detail and more storylines and
so. Just bite-sized little like delicious drama.
Yes,
I love it.
I love it too. And then lastly, for the millennial moments, mm-hmm. I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on the upcoming A Wrinkle in Time movie?
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited. And just to see that much diversity and like that whole cast seems amazing. I mean, Oprah, you can't
Ugh.
Say anything bad about Oprah ever. And I read the book as a kid, and so I just remember how like uplifting and like what a special time that was. And so I'm really excited.
That's so cool. I'm really excited about that too. And then also I wanted to ask, what were your thoughts on the finale of PLL? Because I know you're a fan of the show and on the show.
It was awesome. I got to go watch it like with Marlene and everyone. And
yes.
I always kept like, because I was a huge, huge fan of PLL before. I was like, did I win this on the radio? Like, what am I doing here? And so, yeah, we all just sat there and watched it. And it was amazing. They really just blew it out of the water, I think. And
yeah.
I think there was just... You know, I know some people were upset about little things here and there, but I think ultimately they did an amazing job of closing out a show that's been on for so long with so
yeah.
many different characters. Like, the fact that they wrote it that way, I think it was awesome.
Definitely. And
yeah.
it was so funny because when we went to, like, the Warner Brothers set tour.
Yeah, we went on
the
PLL tour. That
yes.
was the most fun thing ever.
I
saw the pictures, like, the other day. It was a blast.
That was so much fun. It was great because, like, I was, like, your personal photographer when it came to like people coming, because like it was so funny because here she is on the show in the exhibit and people are like looking over
I'm just
at
like
her,
on
like,
the tray I'm like oh
yeah. yeah, and people are like looking over at her like, hey, wait, isn't she? And then like it was so fun, like a few people came up and I'm like, here, I'll be the designated
yes.
photo taker. I was just like so proud of you. I was like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing good, Sandy.
So that was really fun. But yeah, while on the tour I was like, so here's my theory,
right.
I'm like, Spencer, wait for it, has a twin. And you were like,
oh,
I don't
interesting.
Know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And I couldn't say anything and I was dying. I was like, how did he figure that out so
yes.
fast? That's crazy.
And you were like, you're like, I've heard, you know, you're like, I could maybe see, but not really. Like, you were just like stoic. And then afterwards you were like, okay, I lied, but I had
right.
to. And
I was like, I got I a text it. Like, I told you so. And I was like, yeah, I know.
And it's funny because in interviews, I'd seen some of them. You kind of played coy, like, well, I don't really know what's going to happen.
I know. But then some of them, I was like, it's huge. Cause I did know it. And I was like, oh snap. And so people call me out. They're like, so what is it? And
yeah.
I was like, you have to watch it.
That's awesome. Well, do you get to talk to any of the cast still, or do you keep up with anyone?
Me and Keegan send some memes back and forth. He's like a meme king.
That's
so
awesome.
That's about it.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm really excited for his book that's coming out. And I think
know,
he's going to hopefully
beautiful.
Come in to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that'd be so cool to interview him. For
absolutely.
Sure. But anyway, you guys, please watch Youth and Consequences. I'm so excited. So happy for you
thanks,
that this is
Brent.
Happening. Yes.
I'm really excited.
And again, where can everyone find it on?
You can find Youth and Consequences on YouTube Red. First two episodes are free, and then you can get your 30-day trial.
All right. Yes. 30-day trial. Do it. Binge it all.
Yeah.
Then let her know what you thought of it. And where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Kara Royster, Kara with a K. And yeah. Let me know what you think.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks.
And watch Youth and Consequences.
Do it.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.